KO4HX.
Hello, Patrick.
You're my first contact out of the car. Got my radio installed, Patrick. How's your day?
Pretty good. See a little bit of blue sky trying to get through here, so things are looking up even better. How about you?
Back from Spartanburg, and boy, Costco's was a zoo. And Sam's was just about as bad. But we're out here on, I guess you'd say we're south of the high school. There's a lot more traffic today because a lot of graduation's going on, they said.
KO4HX. I know there's been a lot on the road, that's for sure.
Pictures of 385 going into town this morning. It was jammed up for miles. But that's the reason that Fox was reporting was at the arena downtown. They were having three different graduations today. And so maybe that's the reason that Costco and all of them was busy. We thought it would be less because it's the day after Memorial Day weekend, but no joy on that one. Well, I'm just running 5 watts, and I guess you got a good signal report on me, don't you?
You're full quality into the repeater.
You just earned my neighbor 2 cases of Coors Light. He's the one that ran the wire underneath of the car for me back to the trunk so I could remote it, Patrick. And that was a job because the whole underside of this Avalon is covered in covers.
Well, that's for the aerodynamic wind drag on them now.
Oh, I never thought of that. I was thinking noise suppression, and, well, I'm sure that that would help in that respect, too.
Both that and the one under the engine's got a big diaper rim usually to catch all the oil and stuff like that, so people don't complain about oil leaks as quick.
You know, I just don't know if that's the way ours is or not. We didn't get the hybrid. I was a little wary of too many electronics with a radio in here, even on this one. It's got everything in it. And it's a 2022, and it's the last year they're making them, so Maurice wanted a new one, and ours were 12 years old, but it was still perfect, had no problems, zero, with it. I'll have to look at that and see if it's got that diaper on. It's a V6, it's got 305 horsepower, and boy, it's got the giddy up, let me tell you.
I don't know for sure. A lot of models are going to that anymore. Some of them just have a plastic panel under there with no absorbent on them. And they, like I said, it's more for the sound deadening and wind drag than anything.
I draw some wind drag under there. Hadn't thought about that. But I don't know what kind of mileage you'll get now. I didn't expect any better out of this one than the other one. I just been leaving it in normal. It goes good enough for this old fella in Econ, but, man, when you step down on this thing, it takes out like a rocket ship.
That's what they're squeezing out of a little V6 or a four-cylinder nowadays.
Four cylinders. I just wonder about long-term on the stress on those engines when they're, a lot of them's dual turbocharged, aren't they?
Boxes are. And just like anything else, you got more moving parts, you got more problems, or potential for problems. And the oil that people use in those makes a huge difference because the passages are so small in there that you just got to use a good quality oil.
I use Mobil 1, and I've used that in our last, well, this is our fifth Avalon, and it's worked really well. But I noticed it was 0W20 now the other ones were 530 and stuff like that, you know. But for years now, my boss, many years ago, told me, he said, Mobil 1's the only true synthetic. Well, that's probably changed. But I change it every 5,000, and it's good for 10,000, they say.
To that, I don't know if it's the only full synthetic anymore or not, but it's definitely a good quality oil. But the problem with running synthetic oil is you got smaller molecules because of the smaller passages, but you got to watch and make sure you check your oil because it will consume it a little bit because of getting by the rings.
I had a friend of mine was the head of technology, automotive technology, back at Pittsburgh State University. And he told me, Tom, he says, and this was when we first got our first Avalon back in 04 and that. He says, if somebody would ever take that engine apart, they'd never get it back together as good as Toyota did. And he said, the tolerances are just amazing nowadays. And he took teams to Europe and Norway and Finland and different places for the international competitions and won them. And they had all kinds of trophies, his students. And his name was Ronnie Downing. And he really was knowledgeable about it. But I didn't ask him about the oil types. I've read on that years ago about what you're saying about the molecules and that. But I have never used, to my knowledge, any oil whatsoever out of my other Avalons. But like I said, this one's zero W-20, which just seems insane.
Cooking oil that Miss Bernice has got in the kitchen is about the same viscosity.
But you know your business. Well, it's a nice car, and that's all. It's a tool with us, and unfortunately, I did not have to trade. But you know, it kind of encouraged me when this is the last year they're making them. That may or may not be a mistake. I don't know, but I think they're going to have to loosen these stringent policies for going all electric. That's just totally insane. And it just ain't going to happen. People are not going to give it up that quick. So I'm 75, so maybe by 85, I won't have to worry about it there so much, Patrick.
People aren't ready for it 100% yet. And then neither is our infrastructure. So I think they're trying to push it too quick.
Patrick, we're home. So I'll let you go. And we're getting ready to pull in the driveway here. You have a safe day and a good day. KO4HKX and 0TR 73.
73, Tom. You and Miss Bernice have a good afternoon. And go ahead, comment.
I think the only problem about electric is thinking about it wrong. As for where the electricity is going to come from, maybe we shouldn't be looking at batteries and we should be looking more at fuel cells. Because to fill up, let's say something like a propane tank, but a lot bigger, with hydrogen, takes 5 or 10 minutes. As opposed to taking half an hour or more to recharge a battery, an hour, let's say. Plus, you know, if you have water and electricity, or if you have solar panels, anywhere you have those two ingredients, you can make hydrogen. So the existing filling stations, if they have extra room, put up the solar generator, hydrogen storage tanks, and make hydrogen at least during the day. And I think that solves your quickly refueling problem. And
I think hydrogen fuel cells is a better way to go, but there again, the infrastructure's still not there. We're not ready to push it that fast. And you're breaking up. You're in and out of the repeater, so, and I'm getting ready to pull in on my next stop. So I'm going to say 7-3. It's good to talk to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
HX, KD2BNG. We'll talk to you later.